Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers, and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. Our greetings and auspicious blessings upon this occasion of the birth of the Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. And congratulations on this auspicious month of Sha'ban as well. In order to talk a little bit about the 15th of Sha'ban and of course the 12th Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, we have in the studio with us Sayyid Bahbahani. So let's go ahead and welcome him and begin the talk show. Sayyid Bahbahani, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Sayyid, assalamu alaikum. Dear viewers, congratulations on this auspicious day. Yes, Sayyid.
Yes, so Sayyid Bahbahani, thank you and congratulations also on this esteemed day, the 15th of Sha'ban, the anniversary of the birth of the Imam of our time, Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. We just wanted to talk a little bit about this. Of course, it's a very vast subject which deals with, you know, various different dimensions. But we wanted to go ahead and get your take on it. So in the name of Allah, if you can please continue.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, Sayyid, this is a very vast subject that if you want to fully cover it, for sure, it's a little time. We have a little time to cover. And I just want to bring up this question of why Imam al-Salam is ghaib? Why is right. absent?
Why is in occultation?
Yes, why he is in occultation. And there is many riwayah that gives different answer to these questions. For example, one of the answer that we have in some of the riwayah is about the tests and trials that people have to go through.
The people themselves have to go through.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. With the absence of their Imam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put people in tests and trials in order to basically distinguish between the true believers,
right.
between those ones that they have a stronger and solid beliefs
right.
than those that are weak in that part.
Sure.
To the point that we have riwayah that this thing will go on until some people, they say that we don't even need that the Mahdi of Allah Muhammad comes.
Right.
This
right.
is like the riwayah itself.
Right.
And this is one category of narration that talks about the reasons of the occultation, that why Imam is in occultation. And the other category of...
Before you go to the second category, I think what was really interesting here, so for example, it didn't say those people who reject the Mahdi, right? So it seems like this category who says that we don't need the Mahdi is much worse than even this category who
rejects
him. Because one who rejects him, you know, he doesn't know or he doesn't, you know, he has no knowledge or he doesn't believe in this existence. But this category, which the narration speaks of and you just spoke
yes.
about, is one who believes in the existence of the Mahdi and still finds him unnecessary and, you know, finds no need for him to return. It's very scary, actually.
Yes,
this.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar.
We could talk about this, basically, this narration from different aspect. They might say we don't need it because they are living in their comfort zone and they're just happy with their life. They don't want to be involved in any war or any other calamities and hardship for the truth. Or they are in a state of losing hope.
Right.
Basically, oh, even if he's come, he cannot do anything. Like they just see it like this, or they basically lost belief.
Right.
You know, so we could talk about this. Yes,
yes
it's a
very
interesting,
interesting. Yes,
answer.
Yes,
that
yeah.
It's maybe a new topic to talk about that we didn't hear here and there. But the next one that is from Imam Hassan Askari, his father. Alayhi salam, he says that one of the reasons that he is in absence because he would not be pressurized or be pushed by the oppressor regime to pledge allegiance.
Right.
So this is one of the other thing that, for example, we know the story that happens with Fatima Zahra's alayhi salam's house in order to pressurize and put pressure over Imam Ali Islam to pledge allegiance. So this is what oppressive regime does, you know.
Right.
So this is one of the other reasons that they are pointing out in the narrations. Another reason is protection of his life,
right.
Which in time of Abbasis, because of the many narration that they knew that the 12th, it's going to basically lead a worldwide government right. of Allah on earth. So they were waiting, and they were actually one of the reasons that they put Imam Hassan Askari, Imam Zaman's father, alayhi salam, in askar, that means in the army.
Military garrison.
Military circumstances, in order to basically observe him every moment of his life. So when he gave, when his wife gave birth to the children, right away, for example, kill him or destroy his son, because they were waiting for the 12th Imam.
Right.
So one of the thing, one of the reason that it was mentioned for his absence is protection of his life.
So far, just to recap, we have three things so far.
Yes.
The first one was a test for the believers. The second one was in order to, because of the pressure put on by the oppressor, to not pledge allegiance to the oppressor regime. And the third one was because of the danger to his life as well, which was so serious. Okay,
and the fourth one, which basically we more focusing these days in order to learn more about, is that the world become ready for his reappearance, for his ruling.
Right.
You know, for example, I believe one of the strategy that Shaitan, that Satanic system, he's trying to empower himself all around the world, is by creating one world rule, right?
Right.
You see like these united different institutions that they call themselves, international, worldwide, for example, health institution, educational institution, whatever, economical institution that they call themselves worldwide institution.
Right.
This is because Satanic system wants to take more power and take over all the countries around the world. But I believe this is actually a makaru wa makaru Allah, we could call it. This is actually, they are playing in the playground of Haqq, in the playground of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Well, they'll make all the foundations, Allah will place his khalifa upon the head of all their organizations.
Maybe not on the head of all organizations. I would say that people's mind are ready to imagine how one world rule could be implemented. And must be.
Yeah.
You know? Yes, it could be, for example, oppressor regime on the head of this one world rule,
right.
which we see right now and how the result is.
Right.
And they could imagine if there is a one world rule, but is just, is kind to people, is for basically paving the ground in order to people could improve themselves knowledge-wise or health-wise and other issues. So this is one of the example that he gives some to some of the my friend, that this is kind of makaru wa makaru Allah. This is like Allah plans over their
schemes and their plots. Exactly. Yeah, subhanallah.
So yes, so this, when we look at this reason, which is the fourth reason in many riwaya came, that the world get ready for the reappearance, the subject of intizar coming into picture.
Mm-hmm. Awaiting.
Awaiting. What it means, really, awaiting.
Sure.
For sure, awaiting doesn't mean to sit down and just wait for him.
Right.
Awaiting, I could say there is a meaning of hope within it. To have hope of coming of someone that will rule with justice.
Right.
To have hope on basically someone that comes and fight against corruptions and destroy the satanic plans and systems. And other meaning of intizar is preparation.
Right, sure.
You know, for sure, getting the ground ready for his coming. Maybe this paving the ground and preparation means to acknowledging others about Imam, to informing others about not only the attributes of Imam ruling, but also maybe enlightening them about the oppression that is going on throughout the world.
Sure.
That we need a savior, And the Savior is there, so we have to inform people that this Savior is waiting for us to pave in the ground to get ready for His coming.
Right.
You know. Right. So this, with this vision, the way that we educate our children would be different. The way that we are observing in order to correct some of the corruption in our society, our entourage will be different, because we're looking much in a higher level.
Right.
That we are waiting for a Savior to come, not only saving our own comfort zone life, no, saving the whole world, the humanity, basically.
Yes. I mean, so along these lines, you know, intizar and awaiting becomes something from a passive act to an active act.
Exactly.
Right? Where things are being done for the reappearance, the preparations are being made, preparations are being made for the reappearance, right? Things are being done. The current oppressive state of the world is being made known to the people.
Exactly.
What's interesting, because off of this point, one of the things that the oppressive or the oppressor tyrannical apparatus does is to make you think, make us think, that everything is okay. There's nothing wrong with the world, right? So, for example, 17 million people are dying of famine in Yemen. It's okay, don't worry. Just, you know, Africa, how many people are dying in Africa of hunger, Somalia, right, for example, and these different places in the world that there's so much oppression and crime and sadness.
And justice, yes.
And so they just throw you into movies, right? You know, be busy, entertainment,
yeah.
Drugs, alcohol, music. So you. So I'm just adding to what you're saying. One of the pivotal things is to wake people up so that they know and they realize the oppressive state that the world is in.
Yeah, it's clear that it's a khud'ib. This is a traps of shaitan.
Yeah.
These alcohol, entertainment, these emptiness way of thinking. This is a trap of shaitan in order to go on with his own agenda. So Imam Khamenei, hafazahullah, in many lectures, his point.
Imam Khamenei. Yes.
Sorry about that.
Yes.
Imam Khamenei, hafazahullah, in many of his lectures, talks about intizar, talks about how we should wait for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, ajalla ta'ala farajahu sharif. And he, in one of his lectures, he's pointing out that yes, hope and preparation, this is the meaning of intizar. And he brings out three ways that we have to prepare ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
First, preparing ourselves personally, spiritually, morally, and practically, basically prepare our own personal self. And secondly, as we have to prepare also is our relation and strengthen religious and emotional ties with the mu'mineen.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the another thing is a real soldier of Imam wants to do in order to prepare the ground for his reappearance is to strengthen the bond and relation that we have with other people in society.
Interesting. Yes.
You know, so when Imam know that if I come in this neighborhood, in this society, I have someone that he, if he protects me, if he speaks good about me, everyone will accept him. Everyone will agree with him.
And this takes the whole thing out from an individual aspect to a very social aspect.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the third one is also strengthening themselves to fight with the arrogant and oppressor.
Strengthening themselves
to fight
and oppose
yes.
arrogant powers and regimes.
Yes.
These
so
are the three things. Individual,
these are three things. Individual.
With the other mu'mineen and against
and
the taghut, for
against
example.
Against the taghut. So, for sure, there is different tools and means in order to fight the enemy. Today is the media. Today is this propaganda and publicity business. We have
right.
to really work on it.
Right.
We have to know it. How to publicize, how to reach people with information about Imam Mahdi and basically awaken them about the oppression that goes on around the world.
Sure.
So this is very important. We have to use different strategy in order to fight the enemy. And at the end, it's very interesting. Imam Khamenei says that those ones that they don't want to sacrifice anything and they don't want to put their life in danger for the cause of Islam, for protecting Islam, for paving the ground for the repentance of Imam, they are not, they cannot call themselves a true waiter of Imam.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
They're just waiting and they do nothing. They say, oh, Imam must come and just solve all our problems and corruption around the world. And this is not the case. So, you know, we have a very, very clear example in Quran about Bani Israel. Mm-hmm. You know, we have these verses from Surah 20 of Surah Maida, 225. I want to explain a little bit very quickly because we have a little time.
So this is chapter Maida?
Chapter Maida, verses 20 to 24.
Verses 20 until 24.
Yes.
Okay. So Allah, four verses.
Four verses. Much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started with Izqala Musa. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran sometimes.
Yeah.
Izqala Musa liqawmi. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran started with the wa Izqala Musa, wa is something, it means that. Reflect upon it. Mm-hmm. This is the story that I want to tell that you
learn a lesson from it, for example.
Exactly, get a lesson, learn a lesson from this.
Yes.
You know, it's not like when Musa said to, so why I'm saying when Musa said to, you need pay attention, there's a lesson.
Yes.
All right, so these verses was actually came down and basically talking about. After all those miracles and the special attention that Bani Israel got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Bani Israel, they were in history that we observe in Quran, they were the first ummah that they moved towards realization of Allah's government on earth. Mm-hmm. With the wali of their time. Which Musa is.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You know? And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them so many blessings. Mm-hmm. Opened the ocean for them, you know, put in the cloud over their head so the sun rays doesn't bother them. Mm-hmm. Or they even the food coming from the sky.
Right.
You know? And the 12 fountains for water. You know? So all these miracles happened throughout their journey. To get to the Arz al-Muqaddasa, that holy land.
Right? Where they wanted to establish the kingdom of Allah.
Wanted them to establish the kingdom over there.
Under their wali, under their divine authority.
Exactly.
Prophet Musa.
So when
Very
they
interesting.
Get, when they get to close to the city, that's when the ayah talks about. Mm-hmm. So when they get to close the city, Ya qawm askuru ni'mat Allah alaykum. So in the first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, When they got to that city, Musa alayhi salam start talking about all these blessings throughout the journey that they received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The food, you know, the opening of ocean, the security, all these things, you know. And he told them, okay, you had all this ni'mah, all this blessing, right?
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked you to enter this city and take over the city in order what? In order to get your independence, in order to get your independent government.
Right.
Which is government for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more blessing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And they say to, they answer to Musa, no, we don't. You know? And then they say, قَالُ يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنَّ فِيَ قَوْمٌ جَبَرُونَ. There are oppressor regime over there, and we don't want to fight. You know, we don't want to go there until they go out. Again, there are two people among that tribe of Bani Israel. They stand up and defending Musa alayhi salam. So they say, brothers, if we go in that city, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. Don't worry about it. Just go forward. The moment that we get into that city, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the victory. Don't worry about it. Look at the phrase that they say. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا. So they become more arrogant. Yeah, they become more disrespectful towards in front of their prophet. They say, we're never going to enter that city.
Abada.
Like, Madamufi, like until they are there. And they saying to their prophet, فَازْحَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَ. We're sitting here. إِنَّا هَهُنَا قَائِدُونَ. We're sitting here, we don't do anything, we wait. That's what I want to say. The intizar that Bani Israel and the Zionists of today that they are projecting their media in these superhero movies, is that people are sitting down. Some people with the miraculous power, they come and they create a comfort life for them. Mm-hmm. They fight the enemy.
They don't do anything.
They don't do anything. And that is what Bani Israel did with Musa. We're sitting down, and you go with your Lord, you fight with them, and then when everything, when you kill them, when you got victory, we come in the city. And that is exactly after, I just wanted to point out this verse. And sorry it's taking so much of time, but this is a very important verse. That Musa start praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala, Rabbi inni la amliku. I don't have control over them except over myself and Abi and my brother. Right? Fafriq baynana wa bayna qawm al-fasiqin. So separate me. You know? Separate me
from the corrupted,
from these corrupted people.
The evil.
Exactly.
The so fasiq qawm.
Exactly.
He has rejected his own qawm.
Exactly. So this is what I want to say. The real message is so clear in this couple of verses of Quran. That the real message is that if we are having intizar, if we are awaiting like Bani Israel in Quran, which we just want to sit down and do nothing and waiting for a miraculous power like Superman, the superhero, the Zionist regime with this powerful imperial Hollywood and media they're trying to, you know, put in our head and manipulate our thought that this must be how things be done. If we think like that is never gonna happen. Our imam, the dua will be this for our imam. Fafraq baynana wa baynahum. Separate me from this qawm. Imam will not come to for a tribe, for a ummah that they just want to sit down and do nothing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
This is a real message. That the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they didn't want to do anything with the ummah, with the tribe, with the people, that they are lazy, they don't want to sacrifice, they don't want to endure problem and hardship for the cause of Islam, for the protecting of Allah's religion, for fighting in a cause of establishing Allah's government on earth.
Allahu Akbar.
So this is the real meaning of intizar. We have to sacrifice. Mm. We have to endure hardship. And in this path, there is so many hardship and calamities, and we have to accept it. And even not only accept it, be pleased with it. So Allah be pleased with us. So this is my conclusion, Sayyid.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Sayyid Dabhani, for the very insightful message on this 15th of Sha'ban. Uh-huh. And congratulations on the birth of Wali al-Asr, Imam al-Zaman. May Allah hasten his reappearance. And thank you very much, dear viewers, for joining us on this 15th Sha'ban special. And blessings to all of you on the 15th of Sha'ban, the birth of the Imam of our age. May Allah hasten his reappearance, who is waiting for every single one of us actively and who all of us must actively await for him. May Allah hasten his reappearance. And fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.